Philip Sampapier, the surgeon care, today's date is 12/29/2023. Dictation is for Miss Mitchell McGee. McGee spells MCGEE. Mitchell spells MICHELLE. Date of birth is 01/23/1978. This is a 45-year-old female here with throat pain, period. Patient said her symptoms has been going on for approximately 2 weeks. Came in today because of increased pain, increased runny nose, and no response with over-the-counter medication, period. She described pain as sharp, rated pain 5/10, increased with swallowing, period. Said pain is confined to her throat and is non-radiating, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports a headache. She said headache feels like her normal sinus headache that she has had multiple times in the past. She said there's pressure like behind her eyes and in her cheeks and in the middle and between her eyes, period. She said pain, this headache is worse when she leans forward. She feels an increase in pressure behind her eyes and an increase in pain. Next line, patient stated, this is not the worst headache of her life. It was gradual onset. Next paragraph. Patient reports cough, says cough is productive of green sputum. Next paragraph, patient reports chills and myalgia. Next paragraph, patient reports runny nose, state discharge from the nose is green. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert oriented in mild distress, obese young lady. Vitals are as follows: O2 sat is 99% of the room air, blood pressure is 117/77, pulse 83, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph, nose congested, green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph, throat, erythematous and edematous, uvula, pharynx and tonsils. Uvula is midline and mobile, no exudate present. Next paragraph, neck, prevention motion or rigidity is tender and right anterior cervical lymph nodes. No rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is distended. Secondary to obesity, there is mild tenderness in the epigastric region. No CVA tenderness, normal bowel sounds, no rebound, no guarding, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion for upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute rhinitis, number two acute sinusitis, number three acute pharyngitis, number four abdominal distension, number five sinus headache, number six bronchitis, period. Next paragraph. Patients were sent home with the following medication. Amoxicillin, 75 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 10 days, number 20. Next medication, Diflucan, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 1 day, number 1. This, open parenthesis, this is for yeast infection. She was educated on this. She's diabetic and says whenever she takes antibiotics, she gets yeast infections easily, period. Next medication, Singulair, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. In the clinic, she received the following. Rocephin, 1 gram IM, dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. She was observed for an additional 20 minutes, then re-evaluated. She reports no side effects from the medication and says she's beginning to feel a little better, period. Patient was given a note, work note, to go back to work today. She was offered a longer period off, but she declined. She says she has to be in the office today. Next paragraph, ultrasound was done to assess patient's distended abdomen. Ultrasound revealed fatty liver. Patient had a lengthy discussion about these findings and what can be done to prevent the complications of fatty liver. She says she understands and will comply, period. Next paragraph. All or vascular structures were ultrasound, and these were unremarkable. Organs, other organs in her abdomen, namely liver, correction, namely kidneys, pancreas, these were without any acute findings, period. Next paragraph. Patient was given work note to return to work today. There's a note to cover her that she was here on a sick visit. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.